The council rattled the bars of the cage.
The cage was a transitory phase.
The phase was ably managed.
The manager wanted out.
The out was called by the umpire.
The umpire hailed from a dozen cities.
The cities felt the direct threat of invasion.
The invasion would have had to be defended.
Defense had dominated the city council.
The council's powers were dispersed.
Dispersion began at the beginning.
The beginning could not be changed.
Change took place along district lines.
The lines had been drawn during deals.
The deals resulted from a doctrine.
The doctrine was condensed.
Condensing improved the tone.
Tones nosed among the ivy.
The ivy grew till it died.
Dying didn't better wit.
No wit was any recompense.
Some recompense was vastly in demand.
Many demands angered the loose white onlookers.
The onlookers bled in their sleeves.
The sleeves were safe behind a row of pins.
A pin could have been heard not to drop.
The drops soothed his eyes and made him cough.
The cough seemed to refer to her re-entry.
Now re-entry was the order of the day.
The day was clear as a silhouette.
The silhouette was fuller than an ashtray.
Ashtrays were minded and rejected.
Rejection was not a basic need.
Needs were cut from the whole cloth.
The cloth wiped a column.
The column was thin as a feather.
The feather had collapsed at the root of a mirage.
The mirage had spoken for proportions.
Proportion was what the city lacked.
A lack was more constant and drained.
The drain was yellow.
That yellow increased his fear.
The fears of the artisans were partial.
Partiality fled before the waves.
A wave towered over the hidden cloak.
The cloak was not examined.
Examination made them speechless.
Speechlessness was no sign of merriment.
Their merriment made the customers vicious.
Viciousness widened the gap.
The gap was lower than the water.
The water was not to be had at any price.
The price of their mercy was endurance.
That endurance proved their savior.
The savior cocked a snoot.
The snoot was aquiline.
Aquilinity accompanied logic.
Their logic was artful.
Art was no match for beggary.
The beggars cleaned roses.
The roses told of soap.
The soap won an election.
The election was blessed with comedy.
The comedy was for the nearsighted.
Nearsightedness was a necessary option.
Their options were revealed by history.
The history of their seeking sweetened an attitude.
Attitudes functioned better than restraint.
The restraints on sampling were discontinuous.
Discontinuity led to noisome scenes.
A scene was arrested at the border.
That border was unsavorably farcical.
The farce was undisguised.
Disguises were limply fashionable.
Fashion was allied to syncopation.
No syncopation let the toes relax.
Relaxation uncovered a continent.
The continent was abridged by a melodrama.
The melodrama lasted on a staircase.
The staircase was unassisted.
Assistance troubled rulers.
The rulers were dimly judgmental.
The judgments lingered like ice.
Their ices were sweetened by clover.
The clover was nourished by toilets.
The toilets were well scheduled.
The schedules were audacious.
Audacity killed the cattle.
The cattle were ramblers.
Rambling sifted stations.
The stations encountered acquisition.
Their acquisitions were odorless.
Odors prepared orchids.
The orchids sought stars.
The stars flattered the antiquated hooves.
A hoof fell on a flagellum.
Flagelli whipped the liquid.
Liquids were sprucely particular.
Particularity was wasted.
Waste fled before the account.
Their account was swift.
Swiftness is all.
Allness leads to tickling.
Tickles cause ambition.
The ambitious wince.
Wincing caters to sickness.
The sick drawl.
Drawling is punished.
Punishment is present.
Presentness is a change.
Changes offer sustenance.
The sustenance of thieves is appetite.
Appetites carry relations.
Relations further thinness.
Every thinness is reciprocated.
Reciprocation serves a fantasy.
Fantasies buy off hunger.
Not every hunger is slender.
Slenderness is actual.
Actuality has a case.
The case is hard.
Hardness is foolish.
Fools cry at noon.
The noon leans on desolation.
The desolate seek conquest.
A conquest can be funny.
Fun is not reliable.
Reliance shares a factor.
The factor is troubling.
Trouble is a carving.
The carving wakes a wind.
Wind filter habits.
A habit can fly like a turkey.
Turkeys are removed.
A removal is unattractive.
Attractiveness is pleasant.
Pleasantries are exchanged.
Exchanges favor wrists.
The better wrist is flexible.
Flexibility favors the ordinary.
Ordinariness is all but imperceptible.
Perception scares the clowns.
A clown offers a pillow.
Pillows cloud in attics.
An attic can be silky.
Silk is real.
Reality bungles.
A bungler is anticlimactic.
Climaxes aren't seasonable.
Seasons can be quenched.
Quenching may be apt.
Aptness is a token.
Tokens are unassumed.
Assumptions are clothed in perpetual duration.
Every duration is brittle.
Brittleness is history.
History's guard jargon.
No jargon baffles peaceniks.
Peace is the fruit of exactness.
Exaction is a turning.
Turnings are nearly always dedicated.
Dedication rests on definitions.
A definition terrifies a widow.
Widows speak like streets.
A street can only run.
Running tightens classes.
A class is a performance.
Performances are leaps.
A leap's as good as a lapse.
Not every lapse is credible.
Credibility is a lie.
Some lies are strictly enlightening.
Enlightenment's a bogey.
Many a bogey is bashful.
Bashfulness is catching.
A catch can end a tragedy.
No tragedy is objective.
Objectivity kills like a whistle.
The whistles are magnetic.
Every magnet is awful.
Awe beats on a closed door.
Doors are often lids.
A lid prevents a tinkle.
Tinkling can be canny.
Canniness is never entirely lost.
Loss is no reward.
Most rewards are unspoken.
The spoken will be totaled.
Totals will soon be active.
Activity will figure.
Figures will rest on fabrics.
Some fabrics will be found like this in a shambles.
Some shambles will be singular.
Singularity will lead to vigilant thighs.
A thigh will enact a track.
Tracks will season intimate obligations.
Not every obligation will flatter its attesters.
Attestation will be a sign of ferment.
Fermentation will seek its own level.
Leveling will close the knighted instance.
No instances will clutter skipper's discourse.
The discourses of the faint will echo contrast.
A contrast will be clinched when a figure glimmers.
No glimmering will lift a cyclical atrocity.
The atrocities will proliferate.
Proliferation will be a fool's delight.
Any delight will be smothered in pentameters.
A pentameter will be cursed.
Curses will be cast behind the glitter.
A glittering will seize a carcass.
No carcass will remain.
Remnants will rest on an altar.
No altar will smile.
Smiling will delete the abstract will.
Some wills are worn as watch chains.
A watch chain will signal an apparition.
Every apparition will stand near.
Nearness will be an overrated virtue.
Every virtue will be terrible.
Terror will succeed.
Success will affect a neck.
Many necks will lighten.
Lightning will be sensible and close.
Closeness will exaggerate and wither.
Withering will lead to occupations.
Occupying will be satisfactory.
Only satisfaction will be ridden.
Writing will be classified.
No classification will answer.
Many an answer will falter.
The faltering will be witnessed.
Every witness will ingratiate.
Each ingratiation will be tenebrous.
Tenebrity will prevail.
No prevalence will be actual.
Actuality will fragment.
Every fragment will be scarred.
The scars of observation will slice all energy.
The energies will fly above the reasons.
No reason will be wanting.
Wants will be apparent and distrusted.
Distrust will be daily fair.
Whatever fair vicinities will offer will suffice.
Sufficiency will be the appointed mode.
The modes will tremble in their intervals.
Never an interval will be prophetic.
Prophecy will be revealed as pretense.
Pretentiousness will gain a lasting price.
Whatever prizes rise will be rejected.
Rejection will be prized as the wiser counsel. sa.
Let's no, know.
Ah, 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 ah
Your memory often fails you. Your path is disconnected, confused.
The Scalenus Anticus is a conically shaped, deeply situated neck side muscle.
Information. Laborious.
Sternomastoid.
Slow.
Tubercles.
You gain special information by slow and often laborious steps.
Processes.
Your memory is no good, and you gain information with difficulty.
Vertebrae. Tendon. This muscle's lower part separates the subclavian artery and vein.
Special.
Subclavius.
Steps. Memory.
The scalenus medius arises from the lower six cervical vertebrae. The scalenus posticus is the most deeply placed neck muscle.
You're much disposed to acquire wealth and spend it economically. You like to be credited with commercial shrewdness and ability.
The pericardium is a conical membranous sac around the heart.
Wealth.
It contains the commencement of the great arteries.
Your large
and
faculty
veins.
Of economy makes money and spends
sternum.
It shrewdly.
Sternum.
Economy.
Its apex is directed upward.
Credit.
And surrounds the great vessels.
Spending wealth economically, you like being called shrewd, commercially able.
Its base is attached to the central
disposed.
Tendon and diaphragm. Thymus.
Expenditure.
Behind, it rests upon the bronchi, esophagus, and descending aorta.
Acquisitive and economical, you have a reputation for shrewd commercial ability.
Lungs. Laterally, the pleurae cover it, the phrenic nerve descending between.
You wouldn't find it difficult to be agreeable in society.
Cartilages.
Mental. If of mental temperament, you'll care little for feminine companionship.
Metatarsal. Pyramidal. Tarsal. Articular. The cuboid bone is placed on the foot's outer side.
Temperament. Men of small devotion, mental temperament, marry for convenience,
non-articular,
necessity,
plantoid, tuberosity,
convenience,
concavo, convex.
You'll marry for convenience or necessity, not for feminine companionship.
Mesenteric.
Marriage results from convenience or necessity for men with small devotion.
Ordinary.
Feminine. With small devotion and mental temperament, you'll marry for convenience.
Your form is large enough for ordinary purposes. By training, it would enable you to become a good mechanic.
Companionship.
You could become a good mechanic if you so desired. Good.
Formative.
Desired. Training. Large. Mechanic. Enough.
Most sympathetic nerves are made of gray or gelatinous nerve fibers. A neurocarotenoid nucleated sheath encloses a central core or axis cylinder.
Eyes strong and observing, unless injured by overwork. Vivid expression.
The individual fibers average half the size of medullated fibers.
Concise.
The nerve cells develop from certain cells lining the neural canal.
You should study that which is of value to you. Apply yourself steadily to studying one vocation valuable to you. Steadily.
Axis cylinders acquire medullary sheaths by metamorphosis of outer layers.
Vocation. Study a vocation of value to you, applying yourself steadily. Value.
Most tarsal bones are each developed by a single center.
Yourself.
Foot.
Application. Steady application to studying one vocation is valuable to you.
Development.
You should apply yourself steadily to studying a valuable vocation.
The os calcis has an epiphysis for its posterior extremity. This center appears at the 6th month of fetal life.
Amity.
Astragalus.
From the faculty of inspiration arise aesthetics, symbolism, and adornment.
The external cuneiform appears during the first year of life.
Principal
Each
organ
of
for
the metatarsal
pathologist,
bones is developed
author,
by two
magician,
centers.
Seer, symbolist, or ethicist. Aesthetics.
Ossification commences in the shaft's center about the 9th week.
Ethics, magic. Inspiration yields aesthetics and adornment for magician, pathologist, and seer.
The phalanges are developed by two centers for each bone.
The principal organ for magicians, authors, and pathologists is inspiration.
The lumbar vertebrae have two additional centers for mammillary tubercles.
You strongly desire to gain mental strength from new discoveries.
These project from the back of the superior articular processes.
Ethical.
Peculiar.
Attention.
The transverse process of the first lumbar may develop separately. Articular.
You have great natural philanthropy, begrudging no one's honest success.
This separate piece may remain permanently unconnected with the rest.
Cranium.
This portion of the vertebra may form a lumbar rib. Such a lumbar rib is a peculiarity rarely met with.
Trapezoid. The occipital bone is at the cranium's back and base.
Superior.
Aperture. Cranial activity and spinal cord communicate
most
through the
first
foramen
transverse
magnum,
processes
tabula,
don't develop into lumbar ribs.
Basilar. Condars, trapezius, sternocleidomastoid.
Indications of poor texture and quality, numerous, need little description.
The communicans tibialis descends between the gastrocnemius muscles' two heads.
Quality.
Fascia.
Texture.
It joins a communicating branch from the external popliteal nerve.
Numerous.
Saphenous.
Poor.
Malleus. Integument.
There are very many indications of poor texture and quality.
Foot.
Marked.
Toe. The penis's dorsal nerve is the pudic nerve's deepest division. Sciatic.
Shifting eyes, coarse skin, ungraceful, unresponsive movements indicate poor quality. Nerve force lacks strength and tone, is dull, indirect, cloudy. Personal expression in those of poor quality usually lacks meaning.
Peyer's glands are circular or oval aggregations of solitary glands. These glands are the largest and most numerous in the ileum.
Repression.
Agminated.
Beauty.
Duodenum.
You feel more enthusiasm for beauty than you can express.
In the lower jejunum, they are small, circular, and few.
With medium inspiration, you quietly repress your enthusiasm for beauty.
Follicles. Placed lengthwise in the intestine, they're far from mesentery.
Unable to express them, you repress your feelings for beauty.
Each patch of solitary glands is covered with mucous membrane.
When you encounter beauty, you quietly repress inexpressible enthusiasm.
Peyer's glands do not possess villi on their free surfaces. A circle of the crypts of
Liebekun surrounds each patch. you quietly repress somewhat of your natural enthusiasm for beauty.
Shortly after the Wolfian body forms, a second duck develops. Pleuroperitoneum.
Perirenity.
With it very large perirenity, you
abound
the Wolfian
in tenderness
body.
For children. You easily take children's attention. They do as you desire.
Invaginated. Mesoblast.
Charm.
Acquiring a lumen, it is known as the Müllerian duct.
Your
embryo.
Congenial tenderness charms children into doing what you want. Your faculty of perennity being very large, you charm children.
Genital, hind gut, cloaca.
Children do as you want because of your abundant tenderness, attention.
Sublime.
Abundance.
Religion should be full of life, warm, sunny, and genial.
Benevolence.
Morality. Religion. True or false, it is a good way to live. Infinity.
Algebra.
Sunny. Good. Infinity's worship is sublime when morality and religion are one.
Sacrum. Linear.
A warm, sunny religion, true or false, is good morality.
Iliopectinia. The pelvis is so called because it resembles a basin.
Large faculties of form, color, and attention greatly aid inspiration.
It's stronger, more massive
delicate
than the
thought,
cranial or thoracic
reading, and communion
cavity.
With nature augment small inspiration.
Coccyx.
Commune with the beautiful.
It is a bony ring
read
between
refining
spine
literature.
And lower extremities.
Study the arts.
Symphysis.
We cultivate inspiration by communing with nature and thinking delicately.
It is composed of the ossa innominata, sacrum, and coccyx.
Literature.
The so-called false pelvis is the pelvic cavity's expanded portion.
Studying the arts cultivates inspiration through form, color, and attention. Attention.
The hip joint is an anarthrodial ball and socket joint with cartilage-covered surfaces.
Habitual delicate thought and reading, refining standard literature, cultivate inspiration.
Feet are constructed on the same principles as the hands.
Help forms, colors, and attention's faculties by communing with nature.
Formation.
Communion.
Membranes. The membranes investing the fetus are amnion, chorion, and decidua.
Unsystematic.
The amnion is the innermost membrane that surrounds the fetus.
Careful of wealth and property, you're open-handed, generous when needed.
Uterus.
Your medium faculty of economy lets you aid the deserving.
First small, it increases considerably toward the middle of pregnancy.
Economy.
The amnion exists only in the reptiles, birds, and mammals.
Generous.
It is formed near the extremities of the incurved fetus.
If the deserving need your wealth and property, you're open-handed.
At first, the amnion closely contacts the embryo's body surface.
Generous to the deserving needy, you take care of property.
About the fourth or fifth week, fluid separates the two.
When you think it deserved, you open your hands generously, deserving.
The lens
careful.
Is a transparent biconvex body, more convex posteriorly.
Through medium economy, you're generally
crystalline.
Careful of wealth, carefully
it
generous.
It comprises concentric layers, externally soft, medially firm, centrally hard.
That's a program.